Worley on the run, just bundled off it, but he's kept possession and finds Guttridge out on the left side. Guttridge plays it infield to Smith. Smith on the run, puts a shot in from range. What a goal from Jonathan Smith! That's a great strike from outside the area on his 50th appearance for the club. Smith with a stunner. He comes over and celebrates in front of the Luton players that are watching on in this stand right in front of us. Goodness me, Jonathan Smith, I didn't know you'd got that in your locker. From a long way out, he smashed it home with 31 minutes played. It's Tamworth 1, Luton 1. It's Smith over his head from clear backfield. Worley with a lovely flick on. Then Guttridge tries to flick it on for Benson. It's come to Smith. Everybody shouts shoot. Smith lays it off for Parry. Parry's going to shoot from range. Yes! Oh, what a goal, Andy Parry! Oh, anything Jonathan Smith can do, Andy Parry can do too. What a strike from the two central midfielders. He's hit it well there, Parry. Fired into the back of the net. There was some debate over his goal at Aldershot the other week as to he didn't know a lot about it. But Smith teed him up. Parry's then just hit it, flown past Belford. And 10 minutes after, Jonathan Smith scores a cracker. So does Andy Parry with his second of the season. It's an absolute worldie strike from outside the area, just flown past Belford. And that's two cracking goals we've seen from two midfielders. And Luton take the lead. They've come from behind in this first half. It's Tamworth 1, Luton 2. By Worley, right-hand side across the area. It's in! It's a header from Benson at the far post. Worley's cross is absolutely delightful to the back post. Benson flying in. He's strong in the air. He's beaten the defender at the back post. And he's headed into the top corner. It's Luton 3-1 up. We've just played just over a minute, not even that, of the set of the second half, and Benson nets. Great cross from Worley. Infield pass challenged by McNulty, finds Parry, who finds Worley. McNulty then, the pass to him is poor, and now Tamworth on the attack until Griffiths cuts across and can play it forward. Now Andre Gray can make a break. He's got Benson in the centre if he needs him. Gray can go, gets the cross in, looking for Benson. 4-1, the Hatters lead here at the Lamb Ground. Lovely play between Andre Gray and Paul Benson. Benson with a lovely cool finish 9 minutes into the second half. It was Gray that was released down the right-hand side, and he just fed unselfishly his strike partner to make it 4-1. Benson's second of the game in the 54th minute, and what a turnaround this is for Luton Town this afternoon at the Lamb Ground.